This Living Traditions moment is brought to you by the Blue Ridge National Heritage Area. The day begins with a walk in fresh mountain air. Folks gather for morning song, which is singing and storytelling in the Danish tradition, followed by a hearty breakfast. Then it's time for blacksmithing, gardening, cooking, or your choice of arts, crafts, music, or nature studies. This is the John C. Campbell Folk School in scenic Brasstown, North Carolina, near the Georgia border, about 2 hours from Asheville. Visitors from across the country and Europe, or even regional staycationers, come for a creative learning vacation, whether it's a weekend or a week. John Campbell was an educator and theologian who, with his wife Olive, wanted to make a difference. In 1908, they began searching for a place to establish a school. Inspired by the Danish tradition of rural folk schools, they hoped to improve life in Appalachia through education, as well as creating income opportunities for skilled craftsmen and artisans. John died in 1919, but Olive and her friend Marguerite Butler carried on, visiting several mountain communities to gauge interest in the school. Miss Butler discussed the idea with Brasstown storekeeper Fred Scroggs. Upon her return a few weeks later, 200 enthusiastic residents, virtually the entire town, pledged labor and materials. Mr. Scroggs donated the first 25 acres of land. Others donated livestock, daylilies for the grounds, and handmade chairs. The folk school opened in 1925 and gained international recognition as the home of Brasstown Carvers, a woodworking cooperative. Today, more than 860 courses are offered year-round for adults at all skill levels. Just sit in one of those original handmade chairs as you gaze out upon the Nantahala National Forest while whittling a walking stick or taking a break from a lively round of dancing. Like many others, you might be drawn to return year after year. This Living Traditions moment is a production of the Blue Ridge National Heritage Area, preserving and celebrating the culture of our North Carolina mountains and foothills.